Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this iOS 6 demonstration using VoiceOver. And I thought in this demonstration it was a good time to revisit the rotor in VoiceOver, of course, which is the two-finger rotate, just to remind you what sort of things you can turn on, if you like, in your VoiceOver rotor. So before I get into that, let me say that my iPhone 4S in my case is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. Now by default, if you were to use your rotor just sitting at the home screen, these are the types of things that you would get in your default rotor settings. So if I do a two-finger rotate.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Headings.
Headings.
Characters.
And back to characters. Okay, so characters, words, and headings. And of course, headings is useful, for example, if you wanted to flick down through, say, the accessibility settings in the accessibility panel in settings. But there are quite a few other features that you can turn on that make accessing those features a lot easier than having to go through settings, general, accessibility, VoiceOver, and then activating them that way. So let me find my settings icon on my home screen. And of course, with VoiceOver, we all know that it's a one-finger flick left or right to move item by item, or we can drag our finger around the screen, and once we've found the item we want, we just do a one-finger double tap to activate. So I'm going to find my settings icon now.
iTunes, App Store, settings.
Flick to the right, there's settings. One-finger double tap, and as you can hear, I've got my hints currently turned off in VoiceOver.
Settings.
Okay, now I want to get to General, so I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen.
General, button.
One-finger double tap.
General, settings. Back button.
I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Spotlight search button.
Okay, and I'm going to do a three-finger flick up to scroll the screen down.
Rows 8 to 16 of 16.
Touch towards the bottom of the screen again.
Accessibility button.
There's my accessibility. One-finger double tap.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
I'm going to do one-finger flick to the right now to get to VoiceOver.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading.
There's the heading. And I could have used the rotor to do that if I had to use the rotor and one finger flick up or down.
VoiceOver on
okay,
button.
One finger double tap to go into VoiceOver.
VoiceOver. Accessibility. Back button.
Touch towards the third bottom of the screen.
Speak hints. Off.
Okay, I'm going to keep flicking to the right now.
Speaking rate.
It's a rotor.
Speaking rate. Typing feed. Use phonetic. Use pitch. Use compact braille. Rotor. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Rotor. VoiceOver. Back button.
Okay, now these are the things that we can turn on to use with our default rotor in VoiceOver. So one finger flick to the right.
Rotor. Heading. Selected. Characters.
Okay, so of course characters are always selected.
Reorder characters. Button.
And of course
draggable.
We can reorder it and drag it around so it's in a certain order in the rotor, but I won't do that at the moment.
Selected. Words.
Words are selected.
Reorder words.
Okay, words is already selected. And for the rest of this, going through this list, I'm just going to be doing a one finger flick to the right to go to each one.
Selected. Lines.
Okay, lines is already selected. Now that doesn't come up in the default rotor, so some of these will activate when there's a web page, for example, on the screen. So we'll just keep moving through these.
Reorder lines. Speech rate.
Okay, speech rate. Now that's not currently selected. I'd like that on my default rotor, so one finger double tap.
Selected. Speech rate.
Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
Reorder speech rate. Volume.
And I'd like my VoiceOver volume on the rotor as well. One finger double tap.
Selected. Volume.
One finger flick to the right again.
Reorder volume. Punctuation.
Okay, punctuation is actually a new one in iOS 6, so I want to use that one as well. One finger double tap.
Selected. Punctuation.
Keep moving through. One finger
flick.
Reorder
punctuation. Hints.
And I want to be able to turn hints on or off when I feel like it through the rotor, so one finger double tap.
Selected. Hints.
One finger flick to the right to keep moving through.
Reorder hints. Selected. Headings. Reorder headings. Selected. Links. Reorder links. Selected. Form control. Reorder tables. Reorder lists. Reorder landmarks. Reorder visited links. Reorder non-visited link. Reorder buttons. Reorder text field. Reorder search fields. Reorder images. Reorder static text. Reorder in-page links. Reorder zoom. Reorder same item. Reorder vertical navigation.
And that's it, by the bottom of the list. Okay, now that's all the stuff to do with the specific rotor settings. Now there's one more setting that I want to add onto my rotor, and that's, of course, languages. So let me do a two-finger scrub to go back to the previous screen.
VoiceOver. Accessibility.
Okay,
back button.
Towards the bottom of the screen again.
Language rotor. Button.
Oh, and I jumped, landed it straight on languages. So one finger double tap.
Language rotor. Voiceover. Back button.
Okay, and of course, what I'm now going to do is select some of the different types of voices I'd also like to access via my rotor settings rather than coming in here all the time to select a language. So again, one finger flick to the right.
Language rotor. Heading.
Français canadien.
And what I'm going to do now is, like the rotor screen, I'm going to one finger flick to the right and one finger double tap on the language. In this case, I want to use under the language item that will come up in my rotor. So I'll do that now, one finger flick to the right, and we'll keep going until I get to the one that I want to turn on.
Reorder.
Netherlands.
Reorder.
U.S. English.
Okay, well, I'll do that one. U.S. English, one finger double
Selected.
Tap.
Selected.
U.S. English.
Okay, keep going with one finger flick to the right.
Reorder.
British English.
Okay, one finger double tap on British English.
Selected.
British English.
Keep going.
Reorder. Australian English.
Now, I don't need to select Australian English because my default language is already Australian, so I'm not going to choose that one at the moment.
Reorder. Australia.
Portuguese. Brazil.
Reorder.
Espanol. Mexico.
Reorder.
Portuguese.
Reorder.
Norsk.
Reorder.
Bahasa Melayu.
Reorder.
Czeština.
Reorder.
Text.
Reorder.
Nederlands.
Reorder.
Suomi.
Reorder.
Français.
Reorder.
Deutsch.
Reorder.
Epsilon Lang.
Reorder.
Hindi.
Reorder.
Magyar.
Reorder.
Bahasa Indonesia.
Reorder.
Italiano.
Reorder.
Nihongo.
Reorder.
Hangugal.
Reorder.
Polski.
Reorder.
Romuna.
Reorder.
Ruski.
Reorder.
Slovenčina.
Reorder.
Espanol.
Reorder.
Svenska.
Reorder.
Pasa Thai.
Reorder.
Türkçe.
Reorder.
Al-Arabiyat.
Reorder.
Zhongmen.
Reorder.
Zhongwen. Zhongguo.
Reorder.
Zhongwen.
Reorder.
Irish English.
Okay, Irish English. One finger double tap.
Selected.
Irish English.
Reorder.
South African English.
One finger double tap.
Selected.
South African English.
Reorder.
And the bottom of the screen. Okay, so I basically added items to my rotor with the rotor panel in the voiceover settings, and I've turned on the voices that I want to use in the language rotor, if you like. Okay, so let me return to my home screen by pressing the home button.
Settings.
Okay, let me do a two-finger rotate on the rotor.
Words.
Okay, there's words. And just to be accurate, let's do a two-finger counterclockwise.
Characters.
There's my characters. So I'm going to keep going clockwise, two-finger rotate.
Words. Speech rate.
Okay, there's speech rate, and of course if I do one finger flick up.
25%, 30%, 35%, 40%, 45%, 50%, 55%, 60%,
65%, 70%, 80%. Okay, so we're speeding it up. Slow
75%, 75%, 65%, 60%, 55%, 50%, 45%,
40%, 35%, 30%, 25%. Okay, two-finger rotate
clockwise. Volume.
It's volume, one finger flick down.
75, 7, 60, 50, 50, 40, 30, 20, 20%.
Okay, back up again, one finger flick up.
20, 30, 30, 40, 40, 50, 50, 60, 60, 70, 75%.
Okay, two finger rotate clockwise again.
Punctuation.
Punctuation, one finger flick down.
No punctuation.
One finger flick up.
Some punctuation, all punctuation, no punctuation. Some punctuation.
Okay, I was just flicking up and it was just cycling around between all of them. So I'm going to leave it on some punctuation. Two-finger rotate clockwise, of course.
Hints.
Hints. One finger flick down.
Hints enabled.
Enabled. One finger flick up.
Hints disabled.
Hints disabled. Two-finger rotate.
Headings.
Headings. That was already there before.
Language.
There's language. Now that's coming up because I've chosen multiple voices in my language panel in the voiceover setting. So if I do a one-finger flick down.
U.S. English.
British English.
Irish English. South African English.
Default language, Australian English.
Okay, there's my default language, Australian English. So, for example, I wanted to use British now on my iPhone.
U.S. English.
British English.
Okay, let me do a two-finger flick up.
Messages. 9 new items. Calendar. Monday, the 17th of Sept.
Okay, and so on. So I'm now reading.
Photos. Calendar. Monday, the 17th.
British English. Absolutely fantastic. I actually love the fact that you can quickly change your settings using the rotor when you've got those features turned on. So I'm going to go back to my default language. So one finger flick up.
U.S. English.
Default language. Australian English.
Okay, I've just got back to it for another one finger flick up to my default language. So if I do a two finger swipe up again.
Messages. 9 new items. Calendar. Monday, the 17th
of... Okay, I'm back to my Australian English. So that concludes this demonstration of the revisit of the rotor and turning the options on. Hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.